Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. We're kicking off the third hour of the show. The phones are open if you want to join us at 603-283-6160. We talked about the Michigan guys that were charged with various different crimes from the federal government gang in regards to an alleged plot to kidnap the governess there, Michigan governess Janet Whitmer. No. What's her name? Gretchen.
Gretchen Whitmer, yeah. I don't think governess is the word you're looking for. That would be like a nanny. Well, maybe it is.
That might
now
be
that I
word.
Think of it, given her style.
So, two of them found not guilty today in a jury decision, a huge decision. So, we talked a lot about that. If you want to weigh in, you're welcome to join us at 603-283-6160. We also shared a prediction from a Bank of America analyst predicting a recession shock, saying that stocks could face some serious punishment, and that cryptocurrencies may be a much better investment.
So, you know what's interesting here is I wonder if any of this is connected to the sanctions on Russia. Because
well, they're going to blame that. I mean, the U.S. government's been blaming the Russian government.
Obviously, it's not the Russians' fault. The U.S. decided to do the sanctions, and so as well as many other countries. Mm-hmm. But the U.S. has to now prop up, presumably, Europe, and I don't know what the U.S. is doing, but Europe needs gas, so our prices are going to go up. World prices are going to go up.
And they're going to blame Putin, even though, of course, the gas prices were already going up prior to Putin's invasion of Ukraine.
Yeah, what I want to know is if cutting off the Russian pipeline was the best way to crush the Russian economy, why did Biden cut off our pipeline?
Keystone XL. Yep, that's a good question. And they also, you know, they cut off Putin, and at the time they put those sanctions into place, you saw the value of the Russian ruble take a dive. But guess what? It's come back.
It has. Now,
it's actually higher than it was prior to his invasion.
I'm going to say something that's not going to be very popular here, but that's because it's being artificially manipulated by Russia.
How?
I honestly am not the best person to explain this, but they have huge reserves and so forth, and they can use them somehow to prop up the Russian ruble.
Huge reserves of rubles?
Gold and some other things, and I'm not entirely sure how it all works.
Well, they have said that they're willing to, they're putting like a set price on a gram of gold of, I think it was like 5,000 rubles.
Unfortunately, I'm not the expert in this, but I understood enough of it to kind of understand how it was working. But basically, they have this reserve, and they can use that and prop things up, and they can pass certain laws. Anyway, basically,
but they can't force the rest of the world to value the ruble at what they want it valued at.
They can't do it forever, but they can do it for a certain period of time. So it's...
Well, the fact is what they are doing is they're playing hardball. They're saying...
Absolutely all right, playing hardball.
They're saying, look, all right, you...
They were prepared for this. They went in expecting this to some degree.
And that's one of the reasons they've been buying gold for so
long.
They said to Europe and they said to Japan and the United States, hey, you want our oil? Well, now you're going to have to pay in the ruble.
Yeah.
Now, the deadline for that was supposed to be March 31st, but because of bureaucracy, you know, they couldn't make their own deadline. So now it's however many weeks it takes to get it done. So it's not a done deal yet, that's coming.
Yeah.
But the market can price that into the price of the ruble at any time, right? So the deal doesn't have to be done in order for the market to say, oh, things are looking better for the ruble.
Right. It can affect the market even though it's not actually implemented.
That's right.
Exactly, yeah.
So that's just one example of what they've been doing, and not that I've been paying the closest of attention.
It's interesting. When you try to use sanctions against countries, you end up with have a trade war or whatever, which is kind of what this is happening, right?
Yep.
It's tit for tat, right? It's the same thing that happened with China and the United States. You know, it ends up costing everybody more money. It doesn't actually, like, punish the people the way you think it will probably punish, you know, whoever it is you're trying to punish.
The people who benefit are the people who aren't involved.
Right. It doesn't even, like you're trying to punish Putin, supposedly, but it doesn't actually affect Putin.
Yeah, he's not going to be losing weight because he won't be able to eat.
It's not going to change. Look, we've used sanctions against a ton of different people and countries.
Okay.
It's yet to work. Why do you think it's going to work with Putin when it hasn't worked with anybody else?
No, it's just tough talk. It's just posturing on the part of the politicians.
It's the politicians basically puffing up themselves to make it look like they're doing something, when in reality, what Putin's doing is bad, but what you're doing isn't actually working either.
And it's actually real convenient for them that this is happening, because, like I said, they can blame Putin now, and they have been blaming
Putin. They can blame Putin for the, you know, the whole economic damage to the United States and the other countries. And it's not really it. The real truth is it's our own government, and they're just using this as an excuse, and it predates the invasion.
And Putin's the boogeyman. In fact, I saw an image today on social media. You know how there have been these stickers of Biden pointing at, like, Biden pointing his finger? People have been putting them on gas pumps. Have you seen any of those?
They say, I did this.
Yeah, it says, I did that. Or I did this. And that's funny and everything. But now there's another sticker that is an image of Ukraine with the red and, or the yellow and blue flag colors. And it says, it's worth it. That people are putting on gas pumps.
Now, is that an intentional reference to Madeleine Albright, or did the people who made that completely miss the irony? That was my comment when I saw the article that said Madeleine Albright had died. My comment on it was it was definitely worth it.
For listeners that don't know, you're referring to her comment about 500,000 dead Iraqi children, if I recall correctly, being quote unquote worth it regarding the invasion.
I can't believe she said that.
She did.
Yeah. I forgot about that. Yeah,
I couldn't believe she said it. I saw it.
Some of these people they're not thinking. I think sometimes when they say what they actually think,
that's what she believes,
and it's like they're usually good at hiding it, and then these things come out, and it's like
it didn't ruin her career or anything like that.
Yeah, it's right up there with Bill Gates saying that unfortunately Omicron provides immunity that's as good as the vaccine.
He wasn't happy about that.
No.
So we're talking about inflation, and there's a story over the Wall Street Journal about what people are doing, because, look, the fact is, as prices go up, people will change their behavior. Mm-hmm. They will change their buying habits. They'll change their traveling habits. They'll get more deliberate about when they go out and where they go and whether they're going to carpool with people. So habits are changing, and inflation, of course, is not letting up. In fact, they're expecting numbers next week for March. Of course, we know that February's numbers were, in the case of the producer price index, a record high, and then the consumer price index, a near record high. So household staples are no longer immune. American consumers are starting to cut costs on mainstays from toothpaste to baby formula as inflation hits a swath of the economy that has thus far proven resistant to substantial price increases. Procter & Gamble, Clorox, Kraft Heinz Company, and other consumer products giants have made a bet that consumers will pay up for household products even as inflation takes hold. Over the past year, they've seen profits and market share grow as they've raised prices on products from detergent and diapers to snacks and soda. But now consumers hit by soaring costs from everything from gasoline to childcare are drawing a line, say analysts and retailers. Shoppers are now buying staples in smaller quantities and switching to cheaper store name brands and more rigorously hunting for deals. The shift is especially pronounced amongst lower income consumers who previously had splurged on household products amid the height of the pandemic, you know, after they got the check from the government, people were feeling real wealthy. Of course, they didn't know what was coming. Private label brands.
And they didn't know that they'd given big business 15 times as much.
Of course not. The average person doesn't pay attention to the news, so how could they?
Yeah.
They just knew they were getting $1,400 or $1,200 or whatever it was, and all right, let's buy some steaks.
We're paying for it. We're all paying for it now.
Oh, yeah.
You were paying for it then. Yeah.
Private label brands, after 2 years in which they lost market share to brand names, have begun to lure back buyers. In the three-week period ending March 20th, edible private label brands increased share slightly, and non-edible store brands held steady, according to data from research firm IRI. Now, private label, for those that don't know, that's what you call, like,
the Walmart brand, the Sam's Club or whatever. It's the private label of the grocery store that you are shopping at, typically. They have their own products, and usually they have a tough time playing against the big ad, big corporation products, but now people are starting to take a second look. The number is 603-283-6160. You want to talk about your shopping habits? Have they been changing as prices have gone up? Give us an example of how. If you want to join us, it's free talk.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. The phones are open here. The number is 603-283-6160. Maybe you want to weigh in and talk about how inflation and the economy concomitant rise in prices goes along with inflation. Because remember, inflation is an increase in the money supply, and that's what we're seeing happening at near record levels at this point. Of course, prices go up.
Not near record. The money supply is at a record.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. The money supply has been at a record every year.
Yeah.
What did they print
last year in terms of dollars?
It depends who you ask. It's somewhere between 30 to 70% or something like that. I don't know.
That's a lot of money printing.
Yeah, yeah it is. And so prices are going up, and that means people have to make new decisions at the grocery store and elsewhere where they're shopping. Because as we discussed earlier, when prices go up, yeah, wages will trail it, but they never keep up with the rising prices. So even though you might get a raise, it's not going to be enough to deal with the dramatic increase in what we're seeing at, you know, grocery stores, the gas pump, energy costs in general. The cost of a used car is up. Many people are selling used cars for more than the price they paid for them now, apparently.
Yep.
So it's a wild situation. Again, if you want to weigh in, 603-283-6160. This story from the Wall Street Journal, looking at people's buying habits. We were talking about private label brands at grocery stores, for instance. That's whatever it is the brand that is sort of owned by the store. Usually, in a lot of cases, they're manufactured by the real labels. In some cases, not all, but they've just put the store's brand on it, and the store sells it for less than the official brands do, because the official brands are paying for huge advertising budgets. They got a bunch more overhead, and the store that sells them, the private labels being sold in store, they don't have to pay for shelf space. Sometimes those stores charge those companies for shelf space. You know, how do they decide what products are right at eye level? Well, they pay for that in a lot of cases. And so the store, of course, can put their brand wherever they want to, and they can price it more competitively. So buyers are starting to think twice about going with the name brands. Crystal Phillips at Adams, Massachusetts, said she's been feeling the pinch of higher prices for months, but started more seriously cutting costs in recent weeks after she spent $92 to fill the gas tank on the family's vehicle.
Oh, yeah. I can relate to that experience.
What's the most you've paid, do you remember, in recent weeks?
I'm not sure. Probably, I think I've paid $50 for, I don't know if it was a full, I don't even think it was a full tank.
Yeah, it's over $50 bucks for
something
a full
like
tank
at $30 maybe for, was maybe a full tank for me, like, I don't know, a couple of months ago.
Ms. Phillips, she has four children aged 6 to 18, replaced ornamental plants with vegetable seeds in her backyard garden, started shopping at discount grocer Aldi, and last week ditched her $7 a bottle Tide detergent for a similarly sized bottle of Purex that she found for $2.50 at Dollar General. She says, it doesn't smell as nice, talking about the detergent, but I'm more concerned with feeding my family. And then they have a photograph in this story of some shelves, I'm not sure where, Associated Press photo of detergent shelves, which are mostly empty at the store at which this was taken. And that comes back to a conversation we were having during the break about every week when I'm at one of the local grocers here, which is called Market Basket, every week it is super easy to tell that they are doing the best they can to hide the fact that they have low inventory.
Yeah, I have to say, I've been stocking up for a while, you know, every time I place an order for anything, it just because I know I can't get stuff, and there's stuff we don't. Most stuff we're pretty good on.
You're talking about for your business.
For my business. Yeah,
which sells computer parts.
Yeah. It's like, I'm not going to be able to get this in reliably. It's like, we have one computer in stock right now.
Oh, my God.
One laptop computer model. We had two. We were down. We're just probably down from like three or four at least.
One model, but more than one available.
We have a lot of different configurations, so just to be clear.
Okay.
But if we had four configurations and two models last week, this week we're down to one. I got to wait a month before I can place another. Run to get the next generation in.
And how long does it take now to ship from China? Because we hear all these stories about ships out in the ports on the West Coast being backed up.
Interestingly enough, I've actually reverted to shipping the slow boat from China. Literally shipping. you know, on ships, like mm-hmm. those pretty big ships you always see, product that normally I would have go DHL, go in flight. It would be flown to almost everything I order from China. It's just, it's more reliable, it's faster,
and I would think
it's
so DHL would be way faster.
And when you're talking about small packages, it makes sense. Mm-hmm. Now I've been doing the slow boat from China for a lot of
really?
Stuff. Yeah.
Because so how long is it taking?
Probably a month and a half. That's okay. Probably about right.
And it used to be what? A couple weeks?
On the boat? Well, no, that's the time frame of the. Well, so that's a good question. I didn't used to do the slow boat for China. I have, but I didn't usually do it because I haven't done it in, you know, a decade almost mm-hmm. because. Ultimately, it's, you know, when you're ordering lots of small goods on a price per unit basis with small goods, the packages aren't that big, so mm-hmm. it just isn't worth the frustration of having to wait a month and a half for something to arrive.
Yeah. Pay a little extra, put it on a plane.
Right, but mm-hmm. it's definitely taking way longer mm-hmm. to get goods from China, but the slow boat from China, so...
The most readily available data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics showed the annual inflation rate had risen to 7.9%, a four-decade high, with oil and commodity market disruptions from the Ukraine situation expected to add more cost pressures. The consumer staples industry has crossed a threshold, said the president of Strategic Analysis or Analytics for IRI, Krishnakumar Devi, said, quote, consumers have been pinched for some time and they're observing they're paying more and more and they're beginning to drop some items from their basket because they just can't afford it, unquote. Grocery industry executives say consumers are becoming more sensitive to price. They're switching to store brands for some products and increasingly trading down to cheaper items such as ground beef instead of steak. And indeed, we've talked about shrinkflation here on Free Talk Live, which is this process of them lowering the amount of, let's say, paper towels on a roll, or lowering the amount of ounces in the fluid products that you're purchasing. But at some point, they cannot shrink these products any further.
There are so many ways that companies need to manipulate us.
They got a lot
in
of
response to... You know, basically increasing prices.
Yeah.
It's interesting, and it's sometimes it's yeah. I mean, this kind of reminds me of what we were doing, and actually a lot of companies were doing for a while when the tariffs came into effect. It was 25%. It went from 10% under Trump, and then went to 25%, and then Biden brought it back. But we were like, well, how do we deal with this? If this is a temporary, assuming it's a temporary trade war, right? It's a trade war. You think it'd be temporary. Well, how do you deal with that? Do you up the prices on all your products? And one of the things we did was we're like, well, if it's like a tax, let's just add it to the end of the, you know, at the checkout process as opposed to the price of the product. And people don't necessarily perceive that the prices are going up, and then they go to checkout, and then it's like, it's kind of a shocker at checkout.
Yeah.
But it's one of these things that's sort of manipulative. But at the same time, it was actually, the reason we did it was more because I didn't want to keep that 25% tariff on the product after the tariffs were over.
Yeah, it'd be easier to just remove an add-in than to change all the prices.
But this is what a lot of companies ended up doing. Not everybody, but a lot of companies did. And that basically resulted, like on Walmart, like a 30% increase in prices across the board.
Wow.
But for electronics specifically, it was 25%.
Yeah, and they've slimmed down these products so far. I mean, they cannot, like for instance, take like an orange juice container. They used to be 64 ounces. Now some of them are in the low 50s.
Yep,
there's more coming up here.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A federal jury found two men not guilty in the trial of four men accused of conspiring to kidnap Michigan Democrat Governor Gretchen Whitmer and deadlocked on all counts against two other men leaving prosecutors with no conviction following the trial. Christopher Gibbons, one of the men representing Adam Fox, one of the men the jury is deadlocked on, says the verdict speaks for itself.
I think that the trial here has demonstrated that there's some serious shortcomings in the case. Obviously, with acquittals occurring with Mr. Caserta and Mr. Harris, says a lot about what's going on in the case and the proofs.
Will Smith is reacting to being banned by the Academy for a decade. In a brief statement, the actor saying, "I accept and respect the Academy's decision." The ban means Smith can't attend any Academy events. USA Radio News. The United States is seeing signs Russia is trying to recruit upwards of 60,000 troops. A senior U.S. defense official saying Russia is trying to reinforce their invasion forces through reservists and new recruits. Fox's Peter Doocy asked White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki at the press briefing on Friday why it was okay for Vice President Kamala Harris to hug Ketanji Brown Jackson without a mask, celebrating her confirmation to the Supreme Court after the VP was in close contact with her communications director, who tested positive for COVID.
She was outside.
Does the CDC say the people who are close contacts can give people hugs outside?
We know, Peter, that outside you can benefit significantly being outside. That's why we had the event outside today. I will tell you that the vice president has been wearing a mask inside. When there was a private greet, they were all wearing masks.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here, and the number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here in the studio tonight, it's Ian and Chris.
And nobody.
We have so many features on our website. You can go and enjoy them over at freetalklive.com. We also have RSS feeds, which you can find at feeds.freetalklive.com. Those feeds allow you to subscribe to our episodes, and you can receive them automatically via your favorite podcast client. Just go to feeds.freetalklive.com. You'll find the RSS links there. Copy whichever one you want to subscribe to. There's different types. There's the full feed, which has everything we release. There's the episodes only and the digest only version. So head over to feeds.freetalklive.com. So we're talking about people's buying habits changing due to prices going up here. And the Wall Street Journal is reporting people are switching over to store brands for products. They're leaving the name brands behind because you can basically get the same quality most of the time. I mean, I've always been a fan of private labels. I've tried a lot of them out there, and most of the time they're about the same quality, if not in some cases better, not always, than the the big names.
You know what I've actually found is most of the private, what I think of as private labeling is garbage. But what I found is a lot of the smaller players in the market have good product because there's more, what's the word? It's not just like some knockoff kind of being done in China. There's more of a...
Well, I'm talking about food. Most of that's not being made in China.
That's true. But no, like I'm just thinking about like local farmers kind of food tends to... my experience has been
better. You're
usually
going to pay more, though, for a local
that's
farmer.
That's true. I guess if you're trying to save money, that's not what necessarily can save you money. But
yeah, that's who private labels are marketing towards, the people that are looking to save a few bucks.
Certainly store brand. Certainly store brand is. That's the case.
I mean, that's what I generally consider to be private label. Of course, you know, the classic example from Repo Man back in the 1980s, where you just have the most nondescript labels whatsoever, where it just would say beer or cornflakes or whatever. So they usually don't have creative names.
They actually do that intentionally because they're trying to attract people who are, I want to say cheap, but people who are, you know, looking for a bargain, I guess is the best way to phrase it.
So, grocery industry executives say consumers are becoming more sensitive to price and switching to store brands. Quote, I was hoping that by now things might have eased up a little bit, but it hasn't slowed down, says the buyer at Morton Williams Supermarkets. He said he was notified of price hikes from bread and beer companies and expects further increases in the coming months. And that's, again, because they just cannot cut things down even further. We've seen, and this is before COVID, I noticed that some beers, you know, I don't drink anymore, but I had noticed some beers.
Do you drink any less?
I had noticed that some beers had gone down from 12 ounces to like 11 ounces or 11.3 ounces.
Wow.
Yeah. And that happened a few years ago. And so, you know, same thing. I was looking at some of the bread at Market Basket, and I said to Bonnie, I'm like, that doesn't even look like you could fit. The bread looks so small now. It doesn't even look like you could fit like a piece of bologna or whatever on the bread, like that it would hang off the sides. And
well, they've made
loaves.
The bologna smaller, too. So
I bet they have.
Yep.
I bet they're doing that, too. He's expecting more price increases in the coming months. Part of the shift is because private label options are more available now than during the height of the pandemic, when high demand and supply chain problems led manufacturers to shift products away from store brands in favor of pricier name brands, but consumer demand for cheaper items is a factor. Another telling sign, sales volumes have begun to fall in a number of categories, meaning people are buying mainstays in smaller quantities. Before and during the height of the pandemic, sales volumes of staples increased even as prices rose. On February 22nd, volume sales of cereal were down 7.2% on a two-year compound basis, and cleaning product volume sales fell 5.1%. So people are cleaning less.
Kind of disturbing.
Yeah. In that same period, according to a Bernstein analysis of Nielsen figures, prices for those products rose 9.5% and 7.2% respectively for those categories.
If they're switching to store brand cleaners, though, they may be cleaning just as much, but using cheaper products to do it. So then the dollar volume of the sales would still shrink.
But didn't they? Oh, was it a dollar volume that was
it
down?
It says cleaning product volume sales. So presumably they're probably only looking at numbers of sales,
like ounces, kind of deal. Yeah,
hard to say.
If it is ounces,
if they're looking
sold,
at ounces, then it wouldn't make it.
Then it's probably actually less cleaning going on. And, well, I mean, or less purchasing at least. People might be delaying. Some of that might be the result of delaying purchases as opposed to actually buying less.
Yeah, and then you can also scrub harder instead of using a product.
It says that cost-cutting on staples is most pronounced among lower-income Americans. In part, that's because income groups that typically buy lower-priced household goods switched to pricier brands amid the pandemic as homebound consumers spent less on travel, dining out, and other perks. Now, budget-conscious consumers are returning to discount brands. Procter & Gamble, for instance, has reported gains in both pricing and volume sales since the start of 2019, meaning consumers bought greater quantities of items at higher prices. The Cincinnati-based maker of Tide and Pampers, and a ton of other things, cut discounts and shifted to higher-end products in an effort to boost revenue. Consumers are willing to pay more, a trend that accelerated during the pandemic when high demand led to product shortages of mainstays from paper towels to soap. But executives say they are prepared for a downturn in consumer spending, but have told Wall Street they believe consumers will continue to covet items like Tide laundry detergent and pods, Gillette razors, and Pampers diapers, which are often the priciest option on store shelves. I don't know why they would make a prediction like that. Maybe they just want to keep their stock afloat at this point.
Yeah. What I want to find is discount gas. How do I get the discount gas, guys?
Usually,
that's the thing that's kind of like the most.
Gas is more of a commodity. It's hard to do.
Yeah.
I mean, there isn't a Sam's Club in the area, which is one of the
few. I hear Sam's Club does have, like, the lowest price on gas. Although, I think there are different qualities of gas, so that might not necessarily be the best move either.
I know in Ann Arbor, Michigan, they've got the cheapest gas. My parents buy their gas there.
Is that where they refine it?
No, it's just where my parents live, and they have a Sam's Club.
Well,
I think, if I'm not mistaken,
some of the cheaper gas tends to come from the places that have the shortest distance from the refineries. I know
that's probably true.
Jersey, except for when they tax more in certain areas, so that might not always be true. But like in New Jersey, for a long time, we had some of the when I lived there. At certain points when I lived there, it had some of the cheapest gas in the country.
I think Sam's Club uses it as a loss leader.
To get people through the door?
Yeah, and I think they also have a deal with Visa because they only accept Visa. They don't take cash for their gas, and they don't take MasterCard.
They don't take cash? That's crazy.
The only thing that would make, the thing that would make most sense with that actually is actually a... some sort of a reward card where you have to pay with their own, and then you have to write a check out to pay off
I was going to suggest to you. If you really are seriously looking for lowest price gases, some of the manufacturers have their own debit card and or credit card or whatever, and they will give a 10 cent per gallon discount to their own cardholders.
I have to say, I'm half serious. The reality of me going somewhere else for gas is basically zero.
Right, because then you have to go out of your way in some cases. Get the price that you're
unfortunately,
looking for.
My.
And 10 cents a gallon really doesn't make a difference when the price is more than double.
Well, I mean, I always felt that, like there was two things, right? Your time is valuable, and, you know, if you're making decent money, it probably isn't worth going out of your way. But second, it also takes, you know, gas to get out of your to go somewhere else out of your way. So, I don't know.
It's probably
how much,
a wash in most cases.
Right,
hard to calculate unless you have something on your car that actually tells you what miles per gallon you're getting.
It would be hard to calculate.
It's difficult to tell whether it was even worth going where you went.
Yeah, and it's not
factor out the time.
Right, and you can't take like the average because it's actually going to use more gas when you're driving around than on like a highway. So you can't even like base it really on that. So
Kraft, which makes huge amounts of things, including Oscar Mayer and Jell-O, is counting on price increases to help offset the effects of inflation. This year, they said. That's such a weird statement. Like, price increases are a symptom of inflation. It doesn't... You're not going to save yourself from inflation.
They're talking about... They're hoping that consumer price increases will offset the effect of the inflation that they've... Or the rising prices that they've already seen on the producer side.
Correct. That's the only way they can do it. Yeah. The number is 603-283-6160. You can weigh in here in the remaining moments about buying habits changing under inflation.
Stock market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD. complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Join the show here. The number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Chris.
And nobody.
Also, don't forget you can join us online and anytime over at freetalklive.com. And join us, hopefully, in real life, coming up in just a few months from now, the end of June. We are going to be at ForkFest, and I say we, and I mean Free Talk Live in some form is going to be there. I'm hoping to.
I'm definitely being. I've already got my 2 weeks reserved.
Okay, good.
Yep.
I know Ari is planning on being there as well. So we will have Free Talk Live at ForkFest, and we're also planning on being there for the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which is, as I understand it, officially more than sold out. Whether or not you can still get tickets, I don't know. Check out ForkFest.com for that. And go to ForkFest.party to learn about ForkFest, which is the decentralized party that happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival. ForkFest this year is June 27th through July 3rd, and you can attend by simply reserving your camping site, your RV site, or your motel room. They have three different options for you over at Rogers Campground, which is located in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. If you've never been there before, you don't want to miss Rogers Campground. It's an amazing location. The natural beauty is just absolutely fantastic, and you'll be surrounded by people that love freedom for as long as you want to stay. Again, the dates are June 27th through July 3rd. There's no better way to celebrate Independence Day than being around other freedom-loving activists here in New Hampshire. It's a perfect excuse to come on up, check out New Hampshire, find out if this thing is for real. We've been talking about it for years here on Free Talk Live, but you really need to see it and experience the community of people up here for yourself. If you can get to both festivals, I recommend them. Otherwise, it's up to you, you know, how many days. You can. Sometimes some people do some days of Pork Fest and then some days of Fork Fest. Divvy it up however you want. But again, no tickets for Fork Fest because it is decentralized. And that means there's no one in charge. That also means there's no official itinerary. So if you want something to happen, you kind of got to make it happen. That's sort of who is attracted to this event, or the doers, the self-starters. So check it out, ForkFest.party. You can connect with other ForkFest attendees in the Telegram and Matrix chat rooms, as well as the ForkFest forum, and that's ForkFest.party. We go to David in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, David.
I just wanted to point out a piece of what appears to be hypocrisy. I heard you discussing Madeleine Albright earlier in your program.
Yeah.
And how she had stated that killing 500, which is a fair number.
500,000.
Oh, 500,000, yeah. And then there was a certain number of children.
Yeah.
But it was all 500,000. So if you take 6 million divided by 500,000, I guess that's only, 8 to 10% of what the Jews that Hitler killed. But I find it an act of hypocrisy for Madeleine Albright to say that, considering that she is Jewish. You would think that someone who is of a demographic that holds up the Holocaust as something so horrible would not make a statement that killing 500,000 Iraqis.
This is a misconception that only, you can only be racist or bigoted or whatever, if you're like a white male or something, and that's just not the case.
Right, but that's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying that the different minorities can't be racist. What I'm saying is hypocrisy.
That's what I would expect from a government thug. It doesn't matter to me what their religious viewpoint is or where they were born. If they are in power, then I fully expect them to lord that power over the lives of innocent human beings.
Yeah.
Right. So I just wanted to point that out.
Thanks, David, for the call tonight. Appreciate it. The number is 603-283-6160 if you want to join us here. Jonathan Weiss, final thoughts here from the Wall Street Journal on people changing their habits. Weiss Markets Incorporated's executive says shoppers are buying more items on sale in addition to purchasing less, and he sees an increase of 5 to 8% in overall food prices. As energy prices increase and consumers pay more to commute or heat their homes, people will shed their spending elsewhere, he said. Groceries is one of the first places they think about it, adding the company is trying to prepare for it by offering more store brands. And again, this is just the beginning. The prices are going to keep going up as gas prices go up, the price of absolutely everything that goes onto a truck, which is almost everything, is going to go up.
We've probably seen nothing.
We're at the beginning of this.
Yeah, I mean, this is definitely in the beginning because, a lot of this stuff takes a while before it reach the market. Yeah. So.
Yeah, so get ready. And, of course, in our opinion, and I can't speak for everybody here, but I think we would all agree that getting out of the dollar is a good way to get ready for whatever it is that's coming.
Yep.
Now, whether you want to get into investing in your own business or property, gold, silver, cryptocurrency, anytime you don't have something in the dollar, I think is probably a better bet. Of course, I'm not an investment advisor, and you have to make your own decisions about how to spend your money. But if I were you, if I got a stimulus check or something like that, it sure as hell wouldn't be sitting in the dollars. That's a bad plan. Plan to fail.
It's interesting because your advice, humorously, financial advisor, they're like, there's not a legal thing for that, apparently. Anybody can call themselves a financial advisor.
Oh, is that right?
I didn't know this.
I didn't know that either.
People from different backgrounds can call themselves a financial advisor. It's the financial people who do have financial knowledge. They always advise you to invest in stuff that's going to make you money, because if you invest, and I put this in quotes, in dollars, other than people who trade, currencies, you're going to lose money.
Guaranteed.
Yeah, guaranteed. So,
that's what it's designed to do.
Yeah, the smart thing to do is invest in something, whether it's cryptocurrency or it's something else. I tend not to be a fan of telling people to invest in cryptocurrency specifically, but that doesn't mean it's not a good idea. It just means that...
Bitcoin specifically been the number one, correct me if I'm wrong, the number one investment in the last decade.
Yeah, probably all of human history, but
Now there's no guarantee it's going to continue.
Well, and this is the thing. This is why you diversify your assets. So Bitcoin might be a risky asset, probably not
it's
if you're going to hold
risky.
It for a while, but or not as risky if you're going to hold it for a while. But if you diversify your asset, it's not going to be likely that you're going to be as negatively impacted. And by negatively impacted, it's probably going to really still be in the positive direction anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So. Unless you're maybe older at retirement age, it's probably a good way to go to put something into crypto.
Mm-hmm.
tend to agree. Now, of course, which cryptos is ultimately the big question. And that's the thing where it's like, how do you choose?
I mean, honestly, it seems like Bitcoin. I mean, it's such a weird thing. Well, I mean, such a weird thing. But like right now, it still seems like Bitcoin's kind of the way.
Bitcoin's the king. And Bitcoin right now, is the name has the name recognition.
But that's going to stay. But I think for something else to take off, it needs to have some
utility,
value and utility that Bitcoin doesn't have. And we have things like Bitcoin Cash, but most people aren't, unfortunately, spending cryptocurrencies.
Nope.
That's right. So they're not really using
it. They're not being encouraged to.
Well, and cryptocurrency has a lot more, Bitcoin Cash does have a lot more utility than Bitcoin in that, the fees are much lower.
Yeah.
So it takes
absolutely
a lot less Bitcoin Cash to buy this. To buy the same thing, correct?
I think what we're talking about, though, is increasing in value is key. And I don't necessarily know that right now, without more people using cryptocurrency, as a currency, that value is there. But I think in time, if we look at something like maybe Monero, which I don't think there are the tools don't exist for merchants to take it easily, unfortunately. No. And that's the biggest thing holding Monero back. But Monero has a huge utility over Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash, I think.
From a privacy aspect.
Yeah. And so, that might be, it might not be the perfect time to invest, but maybe it is in some sense if those tools are coming.
Well, that's the problem the cryptocurrency world doesn't value spending for the most part.
Right now.
Most people that are getting into it, they say, I'm just here to make some money. They want to see the number go up. And then they want to sell it and get more dollars out of it.
It's kind of the unfortunate situation right now, but
that's just something you have to change in the culture.
Looking from a little bit more positive perspective, it is increasing, right? Like the usage is increasing, the number of places you can spend it at is increasing. And we have it's kind of something we're going to be repeating for decades to come, probably. But it's still in its infancy. Credit cards took 40 years to see pretty widespread acceptance, right. And then it still wasn't universal. It's still not universal today. So
what we need, though, to speed this process up, because the faster this can come about, the better off we're all going to be.
Absolutely.
Is to have crypto liberty-minded people move to New Hampshire. If you're in the United States, that's a great place to go, because there's no better place for spending crypto than Keene, of course, is the capital. Portsmouth is probably the second best. But either way, the community here is just more than welcoming to accept alternatives like cryptocurrency. And then the more people that we have that are willing to spend it, the greater the crypto economy, the greater the value of it, the more businesses will take it.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic an insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.